Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother, Farad Muhammad, live on Your Block Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday evening, the 21st of the month. And brothers and sisters, it gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored that Ramadan is coming. And they say by Friday, if it is or it isn't, is coming right away. And we enjoy the month of Ramadan. It helps us tremendously to prepare for the whole year. We're not just preparing for the month of Ramadan. It's a sacrifice. It's the individual sacrifice. And because it's the individual sacrifice, he or she, you don't ever have to say to them, are you doing Ramadan? Perfectly, if you understand it clearly, it's really none of your business. Because it's a allegiance that one in his individual self decide to take on the month of Ramadan. For Ramadan is excellent for the human being system, his soul, his mind, his thoughts, and et cetera. Yes, that is Ramadan. But Ramadan prepares you because what you are able to withstand as you live, as you go through life, it allows you to see the temptation that one may end up with, and you're going to have that for the rest of the life. So when you can abstain from food, and food, brothers and sisters, keeps you alive. Oh, yes, it does. It keeps you alive. And so when you decide to take on the month of Ramadan, you abstain for that which you need. That's a sacrifice. But we don't do it for one day or one week. We do it for 30 weeks. And sometimes it all depends on the moon coming in. The moon is seen and it's over with. It could be 29 days. Yes, we go by God's creation. We don't go by the clock of man. And this is the time that we literally go by the sun and the moon. And we know when the sun goes down, we understand it because we're in triple darkness. And because we're in triple darkness, we're getting ready to break our fast. Oh, that enjoyment. And they say you should abstain sometimes from food during the year. The doctors say it's good for your health. But keep in mind, it's not obligated. It's not obligated, for we have men that comes from the foreign countries and they get us to do things that's not even written. No, it's not. You know, for instance, you're fasting before the fast. And you can't find that in the Holy Quran. You see, brothers and sisters, I put this in. I don't want you to misconstrue because one person said, well, Mariah, I don't believe in the Hadith. I don't believe in a Hadith, but I believe in Verizon teaching me how to operate the telephone. I believe in mathematics because I wouldn't have been able to count my money and make sure I wouldn't be cheated. Do I believe in an expert that knows how to build homes? I have never built a home. Do I like to build homes for other people? Sure. So I'm going to read about it. What do I need? How I should go about it. Everything has a professional that's gifted. I give you a good example. And I sold out all the arenas from New Jersey to New York to Minneapolis to California. Yes, to Nevada. Sold them all out. Places that I never thought I would be in Mississippi, Alabama. So when someone asks me to see if we can raise money and the large building that you can afford is a restaurant, I can sell that with a blink of an eye. That's what I do. But if you believe you can do it, then go ahead and do it. But the results is not what I would accept. I don't give anybody my money, pay them more than what I'm going to make, and I'm giving them the money. Be a good example. Restaurants get $80, $90 a dinner. If you negotiate pretty good, you'll get it for $60. Not me. I don't negotiate like that because I ask for the impossible. I want your whole restaurant. I want to shut it down. You're going to make money. And you're going to make money on the day that you don't make money. That's why I can buy right. So if I want to build homes, I never built homes, so I'm going to go get an expert. When you have a convention and you have a major dinner and you go get wannabes, you ain't going to make it. What are you waiting for, a mystery God to come and help you? Because only Allah will help you if you choose to do the right thing. You cannot, brothers and sisters, try to fly a plane. You never flew it. Doesn't make sense at all. And this is the problem that we have today, is that we believe we're a jack of all trades, but can't produce nothing. But the point it is, and I say this all the time, think about yourself, and that's all you're going to get, one for one. But when you think about the others that depends on you, whoa, you want to be able to ask God, what should you do? And you try to go to men that either in that field or at least can give you somewhat of an understanding that where is your community, where is your group of people that helps a community. Now, there was a thing all over the internet, and boy, did I get a lot of email. And they said a young lady went out and put on the internet, none of the imams has helped her to feed the people out. Now, I know this young lady. But I understand she went to a whole lot of, and they got excuses. How could you have an excuse that you don't have the money because your masjid is closed? Where's the hundreds that are mine? Where's your $100,000? You telling me you don't have $2,000? No, you're selfish. You're selfish. And then they'll tell you, well, the board have to show up and vote. Something's wrong with anybody that's somewhere for 30 years that they don't trust you. Every banker, brothers and sisters, have a limit. Yes, now the limit has cut down. At one time, I knew bankers that go up to $1 million. In other words, they don't have to go in front of nobody. But the people under them might have 100,000. The people under the 100,000, they have 50. The people under the 50 might have 5,000, 10,000. But they do trust them. But we can't trust our community. Oh, we don't? I don't think so, because the imams don't have a right to spend one nickel unless they approve. Why? We had that in the first resurrection. We call it the first experience. We had that, check and balance, because you was a crook before you came, and we cleaned you up. Today, after 30 years, I'm quite sure you begged Allah for not to be a crook, not to be a thief, not to be a dictator. So I believe you come into that knowledge. But this is a sister that don't bother nobody. This is a young lady that always do what she think is right and will leave you, literally leave you if she think that you are a crook or you're a wannabe or you have stepping. There's no way under the sun that anybody could come to me and you ask me for some money. I wouldn't care if it was $100. But I got four or five in my pocket. I don't care if it's $1,000. And I got $10,000, $20,000 in my pocket. I don't care if it's $20,000. I got $100,000 in my pocket. When you give, Allah gives back. And all those who got tight fists, nothing comes in, nothing comes out, just check them out. All you got to do is check their record. And you'll find out that whatever their money got is called dead wood because it's sitting in the bank. It's literally sitting in the bank, and you might draw 2% interest. You're lucky if you get that. That's dead wood. It must be invested. Okay, you invest in anything, you know, business is called a risk. You take a risk. That's what business is, if you want to be in business. But if you're not in business and you got money sitting in the bank, it's called dead wood. Now, let me give you a good example. If you really study, there's no bank today call you a customer. You're an investor. You invest in the bank, and if the bank goes down, you go down. And there's no $100,000 minimum that you will receive back. That's the law today. The rules have changed, buddy. So let's look at it. There's gold in your building worth $1 million. But all of them move that gold, because they gave you 1 week, you will have to bring an army in there. But you can't get your gold because they told you no more than 10 people. So you can't bring 400 people to move your gold. You're going to leave a lot of gold. That gold is heavy. You can't just say you're going to come. You got to come in here with all kinds of equipment to move that gold. Why? Because they said no more than 10 people. If so, they will lock you up. And some are saying you'll go to jail for a year. Now, who want to be involved in that? Now, that's just a metaphor. The same way we'll shut down one day, you're not going to get to your money. So what have you done with it? You've never invested in your community. There's no way, brothers and sisters, there's no way that all the imams should have came together. Now, one spoke out. I know him very well. The reason he spoke out, because the word was imam of the fruit of Islam, imam of the Imam Waterfield Muhammad community, imam of any other community, imam. So I don't fault that. What I do understand that this young lady got frustrated. If you've seen her proposal, you would know she's a professional. And she didn't do this for herself. But she does well by herself. She wanted to come to her community. And her community told her excuses like, we don't have it. Our masjid is closed. And there's no people coming. We are not supposed to feed everybody. You see, this is what's wrong. And when you got people in positions like that, I'm sorry, you'll never be successful. Oh, don't get me wrong. You want a house, you want a car, you want to get up every day and go to work, or you want to sit back and wait for the check or the $1,200 that's coming in for the President of the United States. That's all you want in life. Today, as big as your name is, today, as large as your name may be, you die, your mother, your father, your wife, your children, your siblings, that's it. See if you can get your place buried down. They can't find bodies. There's one that said that they had the body there when they went to go get the body to be able to put it in the ground. They can't find it. Now, a shame. That's a disgrace. Because why? We thought we was in charge, but we got a few Islamic men and women that has license to be an undertaker. How could they lose anything? Okay, blame it on the funeral parlor that owns it. Which one are you talking about? Cotton? Which one are you talking about? Wiggum? Which one are you talking about? But what has just happened? A wake-up call to say to you all that Allah is in charge. but for some strange reason, we are not talking to Allah. I study and I read, but I never study just for myself. You want to give it to your wife and children, and they may listen, but you've been talking all their lives that they're not going to hear you all the time. You try to give it to the men and women you grew up with, they're not all going to listen to you. As much as I love choosing those who I pray that can hear me and understand and then bring it to fruition, I believe I have that gift of being around the world. But the reason why Allah keeps me balanced is because I can hear the angels in my ear, because there's an angel on your right side, and said, Farad. Allah said, all humanity. Wow. The community, all humanity. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, is for all humanity. The Hoda Qayyan is for all humanity. I got it. So when I go to my brothers from Turkey and my brothers from Pakistan and India, and when I go to my brothers from Saudi Arabia, foreign brothers, what do you mean, Mirage? Think they know about me. I never ask them to give me anything. It's not for me. I can beg for a homeless person. I can beg for a child that's not eating. I can beg for a senior citizen eating dog food. I can beg for people that's down on Skid Row that's hungry. Hell, we always on Skid Row, might not have been drunk, but we sure didn't have the necessities in life, but we had to make it. But what about those who went down on Skid Row? You just forgot about them? You don't care about them? Only thing is a failure is a try. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to throw the net into the sea. And he'd bring up some fish. All fish wasn't good, but that wasn't his intention. His intention is to give it back. It's up to you if you deny it. You don't want to accept it. But I'm here to tell you, when you read in the Holy Quran, you read Revelation, Allah created an establishment, put it in Revelation. He allowed the men to write it in Revelation. But in the Holy Quran, that came after the books, before the Quran, talks about what we are doing today. It's in there. 1,400 years later, it became clearer. There's a lot of seminary on the simple things in life. I taught common sense. If you didn't hear me, you can always go to the library and put in New Africa Excellent. Mirage Speaks. New Africa. Go on Blog Talk Radio and you'll get it. You can go back and you can hear it if you choose to. I'm saying to you all, there's so many people coming out and they are upset. We've been hoodwinked. We've been tricked. We've been bamboozled. And we can't wake up to realize all of this is how Satan operates. But I was talking to a group of people, and they said, Moran, you always talked about Satan. I didn't know who Satan was. I don't know who that jinn. But now on the radio, you got Caucasians using the word jinn. That's the jinn. These diabolical minds is the jinn. They work for Satan, because Satan knows how to attack your weakness, ego. Yes, some people are egotistic. Everybody got an ego, but my God, when you're off the lamb, when you're too far to the right, he got you. All of these things help you what is going on today. Paradise, because if you're in paradise, why you live, brothers and sisters, If you're in paradise while you live, Satan is not allowed in paradise. But you cannot be in paradise and not be obedient to Allah. You say you're obedient to Allah because of your rituals. Allah says, I do not need nothing from you, man. And that's you too, women. That's what the Quran says. What, you want now to find what God meant? That he needs nothing from us? He don't need your prayers. He don't need your fasting. He don't need you sacrificing the blood. That don't reach Allah. None of that reaches Allah. The only thing reaches Allah right away is your God conscious. But for some strange reason, brothers and sisters, that you, because you pray five times a day, you do all the prayers, even your sunnah. I was with my brothers. I love my Turkey brothers. But when they do Ramadan, I'm sorry, when they do Juma, and you in line with them on Juma, you not only going to make those two rak'ahs, but you're going to do at least 12 to 13 sunnah. I don't do those many sunnahs, but I ain't let no one outdo me. How I know? Because I was on the front line. They all know me. When I come in, I try to be the first one there. I'm on the front line. And the brother on my left, the brother on my right, they went down, I went down. They went up, I went up. They went down, I went down. They went up, I went up. It wasn't compulsory, but I ain't going to be different. They didn't do nothing haram. So I'm going to do. But these brothers, this is what they was taught in their country. You can take a believer that has fault, but beg Allah for forgiveness, that because of their work habit, because they're providing for their children and providing for their family, take care of their mother, running from one state to another, but can't make all his prayers. I heard, remember, Walter Steve Muhammad said, this is not difficult, brother. Allah don't want you to come to him sleep. You fall asleep and don't know where you're at because you're tired. You come in the house, the wife prepared a meal all day for you. Table, you smell it when you come in the door. I cannot eat yet. I got to make up all of my prayers. Now the children don't want to eat without you, so they're sitting there waiting for you. Because you're so far to the right, you don't understand. You can make up your prayer. Are you too lazy? You wash your hands and you submit to, I can make up my prayers. I'm going to eat my food. Because you shouldn't go, you shouldn't pray hungry. You shouldn't do it. You can make it up, brothers and sisters. So you sit at the table with your mother and she puts something on the table. You don't eat. Now, he cursed everybody out. Said, son, I didn't cook that pork in your pot. So mama knows you, but you want to abuse her because you're too far to the right. You want people to look the way you dress. That's your choice. We don't wear our religion on our sleeves, so it have nothing to do with your dress. Allah said, be modest in your dress. But he wasn't talking about the physical dress. Be modest in your ego. Be modest in your morals. Be modest in your character. That's the dress God is talking about. He uses it all the time. He said, dress my creation, man. So you home now. And I found out you're doing a lot of searching, and it's a shame that you have to go on the internet to find out somebody else's thoughts. It's right there in the Quran. Well, I can't read it. You could read it. Yusuf Ali made it pretty clear in English. It's the closest you're going to get for all of that in the first experience. You know, well, it's Muhammad's death to prove him. Because Satan can make a crime. And you got all that nonsense and there's crazy stuff in there. It's mostly about how to mistreat the female. I don't accept that. and no one who has the faith will accept that. But brothers and sisters, the Quran, if you read it, Allah will give you the understanding. Man can't give you that understanding. Allah will give you the understanding. You keep reading, your heart's correct, he will give it to you. Allah himself. For it was Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that raised us under the last Muhammad, because we didn't know anything about Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and we didn't know anything about Allah. But we carried the banner of Islam. We didn't know how to say al-Islam. We didn't know how to say assalamu alaikum. We said assalamu alaikum. We didn't know how to go down the sajda, but we stood upright. Surely I turned myself to thee, O Allah, trying to be upright to he who originated the heavens and the earth. And I am not of the polytheists. For my heart, a life and death is all for Allah. That came from my heart. But no one really taught us that because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I ain't come here to teach you that. You got to clean yourself internally and externally. You have to step fast right down to the morning time. You got to read. You got to read. Iqra, read, brother. You got to read. But you're not reading. If you're reading, you must be in special ed because you're not producing. It's one thing to read. It's another thing to produce. But it's Allah. And I'm going to help her. So that's what I do. But to give her my money, my hard-earned money, that's easy. No, I go to the men that love other people, loves humanity. And just so happened is the African-American men and women that's catching more hell. Well, Sharpton's got them lined up around. You should be smacked in your face that you will allow someone to come. These folks will come over here and say, no, we got the state of New Jersey. But you got nothing. Yes, you feed a few people. It's okay. Allah will reward you that. I'm not talking about the individuals. Get that out your head. I'm talking about the community. There's 400,000. That's the number they gave us, the whole state, from the governor to the county vet. 400,000. You're telling me 400,000 for all these years don't have the money to come together so we can feed the people and get the barakats? No, we don't care. Close down. I feel sorry for all of you. You know why I feel sorry for the leaders? Because it ain't your money. Community that has given, has given, has given, don't have a clue what they have given and where you spent it. And you don't give them a clue. That is not a, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See, this is us going to another level. That could not happen in the first experience because it'll be knocked on your door. And if we don't get no result, you wake up, we stand over your bed. That's the way we used to be. But we had rules and regulations. Want for your brother that which you want for yourself. But today, thinking about helping, they do it, it'll be one message. Someone needs to wake you up and realize what's really going on. You worry about this Satan. You worry about that jinn that's in you. Because that jinn in you got you doing what you're doing. And no one can see it. And they don't want nobody to talk about it. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. There's no way our communication is supposed to be cut off. Nobody tells us what to say, how to say it, when to say it. But as individuals, shut the hell up. Because we'll put you in jail, but you can't put 400,000 of us in jail. We stand up for what's right. But you can't say that because you're not all together. Yes, so the best thing you can do, my sister, I got a call and said, Marad, you always talk about women that don't have husbands. You have to understand, since y'all texting me all this, because you can text to, you can email to Ask Marad. That's all you got to do is Ask Marad. Ask Marad at yahoo.com. Ask Marad Muhammad, apologize, at yahoo.com. And if you do that, you can send me these emails that I'm receiving. And most of y'all have my personal text. I don't give it out. But I read what you send me, and they ask questions. Some call and says, thank you. A sister said to me, there's a brother that's been pursuing me. I said, yes. And she says, what do you think I should do? I said, sister, do what Khadijah did. Do what Sheba did. They went and got who they wanted. She said, but he's married. I said, can I ask you how old you are? Oh, I'm not afraid. She's in her 70s. I said, do you read the Quran? And she said, yes, I read the Quran. But it says, four wives, but if you only but know. I said, only but know what? That one is enough. Now, brothers and sisters, that's not what it says there in the Quran. It does not say that in the Quran, the way you comprehend it. You not know that Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married women? Beautiful women. But he married them because they were widows. Never had sex with them. On the behalf of the men that lost their life in the battles. Now it was closer. So he married. Let me give you an example. Maybe you don't copy him. If I'm a very financially successful man and I'm a high moral man, if Salome passed, now I'll be pleased when we're in paradise because he has, I would marry his wife and make sure she don't want for nothing. And if she's in the sense of the word that she wants to have sex, I would let her go find her husband. He was too close to me. I can marry Eliel's wife and take care of if she was a widow. I can marry Saladin. I'm just using men that's close to me. You can marry any wife to make sure she don't catch hell and she make it to paradise who she really loves. We'll see her in paradise. That's what Muhammad the Prophet said. There's no such thing if you only but know. So let's go a little further. Let's go a little further, my sister. You have to understand, when Allah speaks, he's not talking about how you see the physical, and most of y'all, not about a community. And that's why most of the imams have their shore board with all men. Now, men destroys. Men deviates. Men gives up. But that female has a love for the community because none of us would be here in a community unless we come through that tunnel. So she's powerful. And she's gifted to know how to make sure you ain't going to steal what's right, what's wrong. She's ready to raise her hand and say, SubhanAllah, that was a mistake, brother. But we got rid of her. We don't have her. We're going to put her behind curtains, put her behind walls. And you don't grasp the understanding, that's why they're catching hell all over this country, all over this world, because they have women in the basement. Isn't that something? I've been in many messages, and I'm a security man. I look around, suppose someone come in here and shoot me. I got to figure out what I'm going to do to get most of the people out of here. I would have never knew sisters was in the basement. No one told me. So I felt very hurt that I would leave that building. All the brothers are safe, but there's women downstairs. There's women elsewhere. I knew right away that didn't fit my nature, but you can't tell nobody what to do with them. That's it. Because we have a fear of the female, just like they have overseas. And overseas, they're catching hell. Name a country. Name all the riches they have, but they still catching hell. This is a wake-up. Now you're not together in America, but that African-American Muslim that African-American Muslim that came from Christianity, my God, test his heart. Test her heart. They love this religion. They love God. You can bring all the ulamas, the sheikhs, the scientists, bring them all. I guarantee you, you ain't going to beat that African-American Muslim in Islam. You're not going to beat him. His faith is strong. But we become weak. We become weak. You got spineless people trying to lead you. They have nothing. They do the same thing over and over and over and get the same result. Or it's science. And those doctors, psychiatrists, will tell you when you are repeating the same thing over and over and get the same results, you're out your mind. You're out your mind. Now, brothers and sisters, you may not like the president of the United States, but the president, Donald Trump is the president. You can say whatever you want, but he got the upper hand. He's the president. And if you don't move the way he tells you, you fired. Now, he's fired more Caucasians because he put more Caucasians in office. But if they don't do what he said, you fired. Then he works on to take over the Supreme Court. Oh, he's going to put who he want in there because why? It's like playing chess. I just checkmate you. It's all a game with it. And so therefore, but he got to come and win to be able to give you 4 more years. So look at all the things that you claim, and I kind of concur with you. Most of it's diabolical. But he does it because he wants to get back in office. He's working hard. And he's the president of the most country in the world. But yet, the same man is over top of your mess skid for not 8 years, not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30 years. All that 50 years, the same person has never been voted out. And you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because only thing votes for him to run that ummah, the family, the community that votes him in, vote him out, that he's able to come up with the rules that my 5 people on the shore board or my 10 on the shore board, they voted me in. That's not in Islam. You go against the group, the grain, brother. But it's going to come back to choke you what's going on right now. Individuals. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. So you want to attack the sister now. The big mistakes. Go look at her. Every sister done got on there and said, you're right. Brother, one day, those 30,000 that sits in North is going to all come out. It's going to come out. Just your mess yet. Oh, yeah? You think that? Because if an American Muslim in Islam do something to a white man, he ain't going to ask you, do you belong to the Imam Warasi Muhammad? Do you belong to the Imam? If he's going to get you, he's going to get you. Y'all look alike. All of a sudden, there's no difference. But the men that can protect you, you can't call them because they don't want nothing to do with you. So who you got that's going to protect you? Well, you don't think it like that. You put the physical out your mind. Who's going to take care of you financially? Because that's the way all these big businesses going in a hole, so is you. And if, in fact, those men and women stand out there in front of that master and say, give us our money, you got a big problem. So there's going to be a problem when you pass. Allah is the best knower. They will not even get their money. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. But I begin to look. And I begin to observe. And I realize the one that unload those trucks, the ones that unload that fish, the ones that knocked on the door and brought in the dead, the ones that did everything and gave their life is not the ones that's over this, these messages. No, it isn't. This is war. This is war. What kind of war is it? What's being played? This is war. But it ain't the war that you think with a gun or a knife or whatever you may have. Not that kind of war. You'd be stupid to try to come against the Marines, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force. We ain't talking about that. This is a war on your morals. So Satan knows when you lie. Oh, he knows when you conning and tricking. And he knows when you just for yourself. This is a war. And I reiterate, Satan is not allowed in paradise while you live, and he's not allowed in paradise when you die. But I got a brother, Imam Waterstein Muhammad. I'm a student of Imam Waterstein Muhammad. And he said very, very distinctly, he said, I am in paradise. I said, Brother Imam, tell me what you mean by that, that you are in paradise. He said, I have read all of Revelation. I said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So I feel that I'm in paradise because I read all Revelation. You know, brothers and sisters, El-Islam is so beautiful and so balanced and so well to the Connecticut. I got two mothers up there. One is Dr. Hassan's wife. I love her. She loves me. And she'll call me doctor. She'll call me ma'am. She'll call me son. She'll call me whatever she wants to call me. But that woman is sharp. See, Dr. Hassan got his PhD on matter. You go study matter. Very difficult. But he got his PhD writing that paper about what is matter. And you can't be with no man for 50 years and not have simple common sense. But she is so sharp that she can read that Quran and not even sort of tell you how she see it. I seen her battle. Everybody left. All the people didn't want no trouble. The doctor and son, so they left, including his sons. Female said, she ain't going nowhere. And she stood fast all the way to today. And whatever she prayed for, Allah delivered it. I'm the will of Allah, because I knew nothing about what was going on up there. But when I used to come in there, the place was so beautiful. The school was beautiful. They were doing everything. Everything was clean, spotless. You don't go in no run-down bathrooms. And they didn't have no big conglomerate building, but they had a building where they could feed people, hundreds of people. People come in the flea market, and they would all make sure these people can buy right and make sure these people ate. Yes, that was Dr. Hassan. But his community had left for whatever reason. And because when he asked me to come in and take over, I thought it was the Quran. I didn't need nothing. Just go by the Quran, brothers and sisters, and Allah will bless you. So they did. They did. They voted, which they supposed to. So brothers and sisters came back. And a few brothers, not many, maybe one, felt that you shouldn't come back to the masjid. Well, I don't know what he was thinking about. But Imam Waterstein Muhammad was put out. Not once, twice, three times. But he came back. And look at him today. There's men that got put out. When the Imam took over, he sympathized with them. So I'm all to come back, including me. ain't never been out, but they asked me to go out for 30 days, 90 days, because of a brother they called a renegade had passed away. I shouldn't have went to the funeral. I didn't know anything about that, but that's another story. But he may have told all of us, come back. And them brothers on the sooner, look how far they have grown. So how are you going to tell the community don't come back? Plus, you split up in tribes, so you figured if I'm on Springfield, that's my territory. If I'm on Burger Street, that's my territory. If I'm on Castle Island, that's my territory. So should I go on? We got territories now. And this is why nothing can happen, why we can't take care of the community. We should have our own schools. But I got to say this, because this is Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and I have a communication. I went viral 3 times. That's millions of people listening to me. You can just hit the button and you off. You don't have to listen to me, but I'm going to give it to you like it ought to be. Anytime two major mayors, Mayor Booker, Mayor Vance Barak, he wanted to give the community of the Emmanuel Wallace Muhammad, all both of them, a place for all of us. You got 30,000, take this building. But you can't come here by yourself. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Not because it wasn't offered to you for a dollar, debating that they do for everybody else, but someone in that board, he said, no. Isn't that amazing? And so you're suffering because we don't have our, we're not supposed to have to worry about where you're going to park. We got a parking lot out there that holds 600 people. We ain't building no conglomerate masala and all we do is go there and pray. No, we have enough to pray. If you all can't come in, we'll have another email for the second Juma. And we'll have a third Juma. Everybody's going to make prayer. But the point is, where is our children? Where do they go? Just my creation, Allah says. So I don't see us building nothing, nothing whatsoever where our children can be taught for free. You're a teacher, teach. You're a security guard, be a security guard. But where is the financial organization that makes sure all of this is able to run? No imams over that. They never grew nothing in their life of any significance. Oh, you want to go to Chicago to a meeting, or you want to go to this town, want to run around the towns, around the city? That's not what I'm talking about. You can do that with your eyes closed. Community coming together. And before this happened, I united the community with Imam Mr. Louis Farrakhan, not just because we don't love him. We love each other. But I ain't here to change no one's understanding. We all got something in common. We broke. See, my Christians can understand that because I got them from Jersey all the way to Connecticut. Can't wait till we all come together. Because Mirage Muhammad is going to show you how to touch those millions of dollars. It's not your job to go out and try to get those millions of dollars. Then you wonder why I don't want you in my meeting. Because if you say the wrong thing, you hurt everybody. I make deals, clean deals, upright deals, moral deals. And if it ain't in the Quran, I don't want it. I don't accept it. You can't buy me. I got 1 foot in the grave, 1 out. The hell I want to do, I didn't do wrong back then. I used to fast 7 days a week and then 72 hours a week. I mean, this is amazing. But it only makes me strong to try to get back to all of you and what is going on today. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, praise and thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, and what follows that salute and that translation of that salutation to the last prophet Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, peace and blessings be upon him. It's mentioned in the Injil as well as in the Gospel as well as in the Bible. And it is in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Alamin, wa salatu wa salam, wa salatu wa salam, wa kareem, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I'm your host tonight. My name is Murad Muhammad, and I try to give it to you clear so you can understand it. And when you can understand something, it allows me to be able to bring it to your attention. Are you aware of Allah, God? Are you aware that the human, you will see it in the Revelation, is in the Quran? So Allah gave us an establishment. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, because if you're not established, then what are you going to do? Because they're trying to make all this go away, but they have issues. And the reason they got these issues, brothers and sisters, is because something went wrong. They plot and plan, Allah plan, Allah is the best of plan. So we have to understand our nature. I kind of apologize to my brothers who think that we should not have to talk about Revelation. We should teach you how to eat to live, how you should think for yourself. But this is the difference in El-Islam. El-Islam in the whole book is talking to you, sister, you, brother, directly to you. I know you hear these names in there, but that's your life. So I was talking about, and they cut me. That's what they did on the air, and I was talking about how do Al-Islam regards common sense. We should have common sense. In the Quran, the most God, the most high, peace and we say in the suit Allah that he is our operating at his will. So they want us to be forbidden not to have the good things out of life. They forbid. Yes, they make sure that we don't have the good things in life. But we should want the good things in life. Who told us that? Who told us that we serve God, but we can't have the good things, so they prevent us from having it? Allah God addressed us in the Quran as his servant. Yes, he did. He addressed us as his servant. That's what he calls us, as his servant. But we don't talk about that. He addressed us, his servant, in the Holy Quran. Someone must, they must have told us that. We are prevented, we're forbidden to have the good things in this life. That's the way most of you think. Do not fit my nature at all. My nature is common sense. And I believe most of you all is at a war with your common sense versus your nonsense. You need to dress it up, as God says. And you dress it up, you look good. How do you accept knowledge? Of knowledge, the concept of knowledge, or the body of knowledge, is said in the Quran. It fears you. It offers you a direction of life. You'll be able to direct yourself if you understand what is life. But he tells you you're supposed to have a social responsibility. If you have a social responsibility, you will understand to the Muslims that is in Islam, very important, brothers and sisters, that religion is prophet said. I say it. The prophet said, half of your religion is marriage. But if you hear one break down half of their religion is marriage, you think consummate that marriage with that sister, and you got half of your religion. No. Marriage. What marriage that Allah is talking about? It means accept your social responsibility is half of your religion. And these are the things that's not being taught because you take everything physical. So half of your religion is taken upon your own social responsibility. We all have a responsibility. The beginning of life is faith, not knowledge. But knowledge is what we seek. But you can't seek knowledge if you don't have faith. So you're trying to find out what's going on. But apparently, most of y'all don't have faith. Now, do you have faith to believe that God is great? Yes. But you put God in the back seat. You don't need him because you worry. What you worry about? Tell me what you worry about, because do you have faith? That's important to know that we have to have faith. Religion, the religion, Allah says in the Holy Quran, is your social responsibility. Yes. That is half of your religion. The beginning of life is faith, not knowledge. Our mother. Our mother is the beginning of life. Did you have faith in your mother? You had to, because you had to depend on her. She is the beginning of faith. Knowledge grows because there is faith. There is faith. But that is not what you see in the world. You can see in the world. Well, what you see in the world? But what is trust? What is trust, brothers and sisters? And belief in the world. You have to trust. Did you trust your mother? That's faith. She was the first. Whatever she fed us, we didn't question her. Whatever clothes we put on her, we didn't question her. We didn't tell her what season it was. I'm not wearing that. She nursed us back to health, put love and affection in us. She was our Rahman. She was the first mercy. So what is knowledge? Well, it says in the Quran, you have to have faith. You depend on her, and she is the beginning of faith. So knowledge grows because there is faith. It's not what you see and believe in this world. God said he made the night for us to rest and the day for us to have vision. You rest at night, you have vision because revelation is lit. You can see it yourself. That is our obedience as a Muslim. We are obedient as a Muslim in Islam. We have to have communication. Plain, make it clear. Make it simple so they can grasp their understanding. We have to think that Allah God, who gave us the Holy Quran, make it plain and clear. We can think Allah. We have to thank him. We have to thank Allah for the establishment that we created. The establishment that he, Allah, created. So we are creators, but he is the creator. So he created it, and we grasp from that and make it come to fruition that he created for all of us, not some of us, all of us. He's the Lord of all the world. I don't care what world you're talking about. He's the Lord of that. He's the Lord of the animal world. He's the Lord of the birds. He's the law of the bees. He's the law of everything that moves on this planet, including the leaf that comes off that tree. It doesn't fall without his will. So Allah God wanted to establish earth establishment. He wanted to establish faith in that establishment. This was God's want for us. We were given the nature to sense that establishment that God wanted for us. A beautiful company, a beautiful community, a lovely community, love for one another. Love for one another in heaven on this earth while you are living on this earth. That is the establishment God is talking about. You can be in heaven, brothers and sisters, on this earth. You have to be able to understand your foolishness is what gets you in trouble. Today we got a lot of young people passing away. But at least when you mess up at 20 and 30, you got 20 years to go. But 40 acres in the mule only means that you have to go through acres of trial and error. First come difficulty. That's the aches and pains that you're going through. But when you turn 40, stubborn as a mule, because you ain't got it. That's the 40. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, lived for 40 years. 40 years, a lifetime, it says in the Quran. But Allah gave him 23 more because why? He had proven himself to be the messenger of God, the seal of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, that he will reveal the Quran to all humanity. He had to work for that. So 40 years is a lifetime. But when you 60, 70, 80, you got one foot in the grave and one out. To me, you will be evolved in the want to go to your grave, not with all that on you. But the problem it is, we don't understand that the reason men get hung up out there, because in that man's heart, he want to help that young lady. But that young lady shows so much care about him that he will fall victim. The man, now he wants to sex her. But if that's what he wants, he got a right to do so, but he's going to catch hell. Because the Holy Quran said, give her dignity, meaning you have to marry her. Now, you ignore that. So you just run through the women. Now, a lot of them say you couldn't have 2, 3, or 4, take on 5, and you're on your own. But there's no such thing you're going to treat them all equally. They is not all equal. They had equal opportunity, common sense, but most people don't use their opportunity, and you sure don't use your common sense. So there's no way you can say that one wife is better than the other wife, because each one of them got a gift. But the key factor, and I said it, and my sisters liked it when I had them all on the phone, most of them was Christians, and I said to them, is your heart different than my heart? I have never seen a man turn down a heart and knowing he need a heart transplant. And you can tell him it's a woman, he'd be out of his mind to tell you, because if so, he's going to go right down on the last one on the record, because they got about 100 people that need hearts in this area. So he's not going to make that stupid decision. He's going to take that heart. Now, how do you know that's a woman's heart or a man's heart? You see? Because you're physical. That's Allah's heart. So how can your heart love, how many children you got? 5. How can they love all 5? How can they love all 10? Because Allah expanded your heart. You love all your children. And you will treat them the way they treat you. If one does more, that one gets awarded more than the other one. It's simple common sense. So if you're telling me on any circumstances that you put more money in the bank than I did, shouldn't at the end of the year or the 10 years or the 15 years, I got more, you got more than I do? Why? You put more in the bank. Well, same way with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing, brothers and sisters. Same thing. But Allah says, one of y'all more closer to me than the other one. Wow. Who is that, Lord? Well, it ends up being the one is more mindful to his duties. So the one is more mindful to his duties to his husband, to the husband, yes. That same one gonna mess up. Now he with the other one. But the same way with your child. That one got a beating. That one was on punishment. But you don't punish him for life. So that child gets off the punishment, and the one that you was giving all the credit to messed up. Now they on punishment. That's what mama does. But she loves every one of them. Ask her, which one you love the best? She can't tell you because it's the human heart. And Allah judged that, not your action, not your deeds, not your prayers, not your fasting. Allah knows your heart. When you don't know who's fasting, they say they are, but it's none of your business because they're not fasting because of you. They're trying to strengthen their moral decency. They're trying to strengthen. They're trying to strengthen their spirit. They're trying to become more closer to the human creation so they can be everything they can be. Simple. It's not difficult. This is simple. So he was given the nature. We can sense that establishment that God wanted for us. A beautiful community. A lovely community. Love for your brother that which you love for yourself. But we don't give no love. This is what the establishment that Allah is talking about. Heaven on earth. While we are living. You don't have to be dead to be in heaven. On earth. On earth, brothers and sisters. Are we on earth? Well, I'm in paradise. None of this scares me. I know it's a trick. But, hey, I ain't playing their games. That's the establishment that God wants, and that's what he's talking about. That is in Revelation, before the Quran. This is not just happening. What's going on today is in the Revelation. It's in the Revelation before the Quran came. Quran came 1,400 years ago. The Quran has came, and that is in the Holy Quran. Establishment that God created for his human beings. Not nobody else's establishment. The establishment. Establishment to understand that we're supposed to love one another. Establishment is the establishment how we come together collectively and how to educate our children. Establishment. Brothers and sisters, them children, they go to bathroom like you do. They get sick like you do. They do everything that we do that makes them what? By age. You can tell whether they're young or whether they're older. But we are one human being. But you're telling me they don't need cold food and shelter? I believe they do. You tell me they don't need freedom, justice, and equality? Yes. You try and tell me they don't like money, good homes and friendships and all walks of life? Yes. This is for everyone. Now that you got it, you have to share it. Before, we couldn't share. I couldn't tell you what to do when I was in kindergarten. How about the first grade? Well, the kindergarten was there to kin my garden. Now, my mother planted the seed. My father planted the seed. But it wasn't going to grow without that farmer, that teacher, and that's what she does. She helps bring it out of you. But you're going to leave her. You go left the grammar school. Now you're in high school. You're going to leave high school, and now you're in college. But when you come out of college, welcome to the real world. How are you going to make it? You're not making it in this world. Allah created the angels. I created you to protect my human beings. You don't even talk to your angel. Yes, the angel on the right tells you all the time what to do, but you ignore. We must have the value. We must have the value of the human brain. Now, I didn't want to thought it was the brain, but we should know the value of it. you should know the value of the brain. But God wants more for us. We must value our human thoughts. You must decide that God conscious of your thoughts. So it go beyond just the establishment in your brain. Because that brain can get messed up whenever it chooses to get messed up. But you in charge. That's why Satan don't like you. Satan don't like me. Because why? We are in charge. We can be with Satan. Satan will go to hell. But that's where he's going. But Satan ain't going to give up. He know you coming. Because why? He's got you in fear. The whole country is shut down in fear. They playing this game around the country. It's a big game. The biggest game that ever been played. They are saying that your person, when you shoot yourself with that needle, that flu shot, the scientists said you can't see COVID in your system with that test. Because what overrides it, flu shot that you took, that's what you're sick of. That's what's taking you to your grave. But it helped. And they now breaking down that all these diabolical minds are got together. Like Muhammad used to say, 85% of the human beings, the 10% sucks their blood. We believed it. We understood it, comprehended it. He said, but there's a 5%. Know everything, but can't do nothing. We know what's going on. We see it. The only thing we can do is just give it back, but we can't help you if you don't help yourself. So you got to come to your soul. Your soul talks to you. Yeah, you got to understand, brothers and sisters, Allah, to give me success in life. But I ask him to give me success in life so I can talk the way I'm talking. I said, look what the Quran did for me. The Quran has allowed me to go to humanity. And no university can take credit for that. I've been an entrepreneur all my life. And it didn't come because it was a luxury. It came because my mama needed someone to take care of her. I was just a little boy in that courtroom. And I said to my mama, is the judge going to send daddy to jail? I said, yes, he got to go to jail. I said, mama, don't do that. So, boy, how are we going to be taken care of? I said, mama, I'll take care of us. Now, the most part of that time of my life, my mother went in front of the judge and said, I dismissed the case. Miss Shipley, you going to say that he doesn't have to pay you? No, he doesn't. Why? Because her little 8-year-old son said, I'll take care. She trusts me. She trusts me. You know, I think about it, is that my mama was my number one fan. If she didn't hear me speak on the radio, said, boy, you better send me that. If I ain't sing on her birthday, boy, you better sing. I can't sing, mama. You better sing to me. She is really saying to me, I lived up to my commitment. I took care of my mother. But I never gave her those beautiful gifts, pearls and diamonds and minks and all her clothing I brought. Took her everywhere with me. And every time I gave her a gift, I signed all their names, every last one of them. Joan, Shaeed, Zahra, Eric, Samad, and I put my name there. It was my siblings. They helped raise me. My siblings. My sister took me everywhere. And she was a Christian. Became one that had a license to preach. And all my other children, siblings, my mother, including her, came to Al-Islam. But we never disrespected my sister. When I come, she would scream. because I was always there for an elder sister who had a love for me. May Allah be pleased with her, separate her faults from her goodness, and as I'll separate these from the west and grant her paradise. You say you didn't mention your mama. When I do my Fajr prayer, I mention my mama and my father. When I do Zuhr prayer, I mention my mother and my father. When I mention my Asr prayer, yes, when I breathe and Isha. Now, when I do du'as, I call Allah the name of most of them, and some of them I have to say their husband's wife. Yes, there's brothers that's very well, and wife is not. So I don't know their name. But you don't think Allah knows who I'm talking about? So I call the husband's name, his wife. And I ask Allah to bless him, because why? He got to take care of his wife. But there's a lot of people that I do a word of prayers when you wake up in the morning. I know good people. I know people who established themselves in the community. I know when you got this religion, because their demeanor. So, yes, you pray for your mother to open up the gates of heaven, close the gates of hell. You don't take nothing for granted. You beg Allah for that. In the month of Ramadan, we even do it even more so, because I come off those high horses. And I used to ride private jets, first class, presidential suites, bungalows. But during the month of Ramadan, I come back down on earth, put me where all the kids are screaming. I'm a ride coach. I had to get a semi suite. There wasn't no president's suite. Everything was right there in one room, because people always came to see me, and I didn't want them in my bedroom. But I knew how to do that. I didn't eat prime rib or beef and all that crazy stuff. I ate like a poor man. I can never forget I was poor. Now, you don't have to do that. It was my way of building those muscles. You know, like Samson had muscles, but not those physical muscles. He had strength and is obedient to God. That's what he had. Y'all thought it was a man running around beating up tigers and lions. No, he's talking about the mind of men. Could be a lion, could be a tiger. Oh, he want to bite you. He want to eat you up. This is a war going on out here. War of minds. And all those who don't know, you're caught up in it. You know, I was going into a store, and I don't wear a mask. I don't fear that. All the sciences tell you there's no way that will travel. I wash my hands all the time for everything, but I'm not going to disrespect. If I might go into a store and a whole lot of people in there with the mask on, oh, I'll put on my handkerchief. Why? I don't want no trouble. I don't want nobody to think that. Again, I tell you, this is a war. So you have to know how to blend in. But problem we have, and I'm saying it here because I've got a few more minutes, I'm saying we ought to all, I'm going to do a rally. And that sister that came to me, I will help her, inshallah. And I remember she wrote me how much she needed. I said, good. Let me show you how much I'm going to get for you. She said, wow. I said, that's what I do. I set a goal. And if I reach that goal, I go get more. That's what I do. But I'm a man like Samson. He can be an army. I'm an army when he's talking about getting anything that's good for our community. I know how to go get it. Now, why didn't you do it last year, Marad? Why didn't you do it? I don't seek to post. You don't call me, I don't come to you. Now, there's an exception to the rule that I've done things for people that I know needed my help. They allow me to do it. I always speak highly, and I believe my sisters listen to me, Rahima. I love them sisters in Philadelphia because they came to me. And when they came to me, I said, just follow my lead and watch that masjid, that gorgeous, beautiful masjid. Now, I know Rahima Lucetta, and she said, well, the brothers did help me. I'm telling you, the brothers ain't did a damn thing to the end. Them sisters was the sisters I taught. Ain't not one brother came to me. They didn't come to me today, but that's okay. I'm not saying they didn't. I'll get credit where credit's due. Them 10 sisters, I brought them into my affair, and they wanted to take pictures with me, and also they said, well, what do you want me to do? I said, just follow my lead. And you got that beautiful masjid that cost over $2 million and didn't have one nickel. Here we got all these imams, but they ain't called me. And guess what? They don't have nothing on that level. 10 sisters, 10 fillers. I call them the 10 fillers sisters. So Raheem, when I said it, because I'm on tape, you know, this is 60th anniversary, and we get to talk. I said, them sisters was the ones that listened, and I said, well, I don't think that's going to work. Now do it. Yes, sir. I don't think you're going to do it. It's success. I don't do this. Everything they did, they followed my lead. And then I came to them and said, you owe me. I'm just proud of this. But now, today, the brother's more in charge. For what reason, I have no clue. But the brother's more in charge. But the point is, he didn't want it to be said they didn't help. I ain't saying they didn't help. I'm saying who kicked this off when they didn't have one nickel, brothers and sisters. But every time they did what I asked them, they were doing six figures. You help a brother and he do six figures, you can't call him, he ain't calling you back. Why? Because he's scared. Why? Morale's going to take over. you know, brothers and sisters, I'm saying here because I'm doing a movie. But let me say it right now so it could be recorded. It's a lonely world out there. When you're handling $1 billion, $1 billion with a B, and you're all by yourself, no one can help you but Allah. Now, you may have helped me through the Quran, but no one could help me do what I do. That's the real movie. That's why I'm telling it. But that's the real movie. How did it get done? How did you do all of this? The Abdullah Muhammad put it in me. He said, a good name is better than gold, so I had to keep that name clean. I had to make sure my wife was with me everywhere I went because all these gorgeous women, beautiful women, and you coming in caravans and you living in President's suite and you young and energetic, you had to have life because you would have felt victim. I didn't play their games. I didn't be a part of them. I stayed in paradise. Now, am I pure? My sister said, Rod, is your jinn Muslim? I said, no, he is not. So he's a sympathizer. He always bothers me sometimes. Sometimes I can get angry. I have to calm down. And sometimes you'd be surprised what I would like to do. So he'll leave me alone on things that I'm consistent in what I want to do. So we can allow that, Jen. We can make him a sympathizer. I don't think if you're around my age, you're going to make him a Muslim. He's going to get you. But the difference from us is Muhammad, the prophet, prayers, peace, mind, he never got out of his nature. Never. That's what makes him different. Jen is Muslim. So it tells you that you have a right to be able to get around this, play their games. You can't take that medicine, that's their game. You can't take their meds, that's their game. And you can't be where you should not be, that's their games. So there's a common sense. Because when you belong to a community speaks on your behalf. That's why I love Minister Louis Farrakhan. Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, they love him, he loves them, and I pray every night that Allah will keep him alive because he got work to do. And when Allah sees fit and you have to leave here, you want to see one beautiful community that he has grown. I don't see the future. That's why I united with them because they can assist me and I can assist them. And collectively, for anything that's good, we move as one. It's Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And that's how you have to see life, brothers and sisters. So in order for you to come to religion of Islam, you have to want to be able to understand truth. You have to be truthful. You can't come to this religion and play a game. There's no game. Either you is or you're not. And if you're going to play the game, don't come. It's okay. You can go back to Christianity. I still love you. Because you need to weigh a lot of things in Christianity. But in Al-Islam, you got to go by the Quran. It keeps us married so long. I can think I'm right, and my wife could be wrong. But if Allah says in the Quran that I'm wrong, I have to submit. I hear it all day. And if she's wrong and the Quran says it, she submits. That's how we go right to God and see if it's in there. It's in there. It's nothing too small that's not in there. I don't care how small it is or how large it is. It's in the Quran. This is in the Holy Quran. So I got to leave you with this here. I don't have a thing against the hadith. I just want to know why you teaching me algebra and I ain't learned simple math, addition and subtraction. So why would you give me that? Not to say that is better, but this is universal. Simple math, addition and subtraction and dividing is simple. Now all the other stuff, you can learn it, it's okay, but give me what is simple. The Quran is simple. And everything in the Quran is everything that's created before, during, and after. Meaning, you can leave here and revelation in the Quran will evolve. That's what it does. It evolves. It doesn't stand still. It's like your spirit. That's why it leaves you when you die. As long as that spirit leaves, you're dead. But it doesn't stay around. It keeps moving. It does not die. So the spirit must leave. You got to have the spirit in you to get on the bus and the car and trains and planes. You can't move that real estate. I don't care how big that brain is. It cannot move without the spirit. Spirit goes all the time, keeps you moving. You can stand up for prayer and tired and don't know what's keeping you up. That's the spirit, the subconscious mind tuned with the spirit. So these are simple things that should awaken you to realize you have to take the proper herbs. Don't misconstrue now. If you want a pill for your high blood pressure, you don't just get off it. You might die. You have to wean yourself off. You got to have a doctor that say, whoa, what are you doing? Keep doing it. Your high blood pressure went down. Let the doctor tell you that. But we're earthly people. Now, if you're eating clean and you're still doing certain things, put the herbs in you. Everything that man created from the earth is already there. Why do you think the brothers from Kenya can run miles, I mean miles, and don't stop, jump higher than anybody? Because why? The earthly people. There's no steroids or anything that the earth, we are earthly people, so your internal organs heal by earth. But now you're getting radiation and chemotherapy. I'm not telling you to cut off of that. But it will keep you alive while it's burning everything else up. But it will keep you alive, and you can keep yourself alive. You're not supposed to die. So the people that's mostly ill is the one that's dying because this disease or virus gets in you and your body's not healthy, yeah, you're going out of here. But your fear, if you put glasses on, I'm talking about them big, thick glasses, and you can see dirt, you run the hell out of your house. See how merciful God is? You can't see that. But put on those magnifying glasses and see, and you say, whoa, I didn't know this was dirty. I didn't know. A little dirt don't hurt. That's how good the body is built. But if you keep eating junk, it's going to build up. So does, brothers and sisters. So does it killing you. You can't eat fast food. It's killing you. You see, the brothers got big over there in Saudi Arabia because they let McDonald's come in. The brothers said, don't let McDonald's come in here. And now they're all fat. Because why? They're not cooking. They said the kitchen is the female's medicine cabinet. So you got to take vitamin C. You got to take vitamin D3. You got to take vitamin 12. There's a lot of stuff you can take. But vitamin C in the power form is more stronger than most of everything I just told you about. But that can help you. But you can't just start and things are going to work right away. Start now, 3 years from now, you're a healthy individual. That's correct. Everything is in moderation. It's not going to happen overnight, but you got to want to work for it. So you're home, you're resting. There's a lot of people resting. There's a lot of people restless, too. And those are people that say who they are and they're not. So Allah wants us to rest. I'm quite sure a lot of y'all wouldn't be made even hearing my show, Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent, Enterprise, Mirage Speak. Yes, you wouldn't listen to my show, but I never went on the show just for you all to turn me on. I went on the show for all those who willing to listen to me, and the reason a lot of people listen because that's Mariah Muhammad. He on ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, USA, Showtime, pay-per-view. That man did it big. So let me hear what he has to say. He got there some kind of way. Can't be no fool. Well, that's what celebrities able to do. You see them, you fall in love with them. Why? They're in your living room. That's why you like McDonald's and Burger King, because that's all you hear. It's called subliminal seduction. But you've got to understand, nobody's trying to keep the black man, the yellow man, the brown man around. You can bet your dollar. If we all came together and realized that, we can protect ourselves. To you, you hear just for yourself. But don't think it means that help wouldn't come to you because you're listening to your soul. Oh, brothers and sisters, God will help you. My God, he will help you. I've been in some major situations. You're talking about millions of dollars I had to produce. I just go to my Lord, and I keep going as if I'm going to work for it, Lord. I'm going to get there. And he gives it to me. So I built a good name. Brothers and sisters, tell you tomorrow, you will hear Eli Obey. He comes on from 7 to 8. And our beautiful sister, Michelle Muhammad, she's with Minister Louis Farrakhan. We have great love for her. She's a soldier. She teaches how to eat to live. You know, he specialized. All those who got that book early in the 60s, you should pull it out now and read it. It's a very, very, and you understand more now than you did before. But if I said anything to you to hurt you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I believe I love you more than you love me. I believe that. If I said anything to split a bird, well, I guess you got the point. You just say, subhanAllah, I'm human. But if I said anything that allows you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your being a creature in the nature in which you was created, and stand up in your God consciousness, your obedience to God, don't give that to me. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies his name. If I was able to motivate you to see, look, and observe how we all should come together so much that we have learned as individuals, because a community don't make an individual. The community creates individuals to guide them, but they can't make us. But you can help a community, you individuals. As a community, that's all Allah talks about. That's all he says, one ummah. But we didn't get it. And people are trying to keep us away from it. So I greet you from Father Adam, the first man on earth, first human being. The jinn was here, but he's not a human being. Keep in mind, the jinn can come up to your level. The angels, they got a job. We got a responsibility. That's why Satan don't like us. So Adam is the first prophet. And we greet you from Abraham. Jews say Abraham. It's okay. They say Abraham. But he is the intellectual mind of all nationalities. In the brain of the human being, he searched for God on his own, Abraham. And I greet you from Jesus Christ, Christ named Muslim. There was no religion when Christ was coming out of the womb of Virgin Mary, his mother. If you look at his life, he's talking to you. Rod, he carried the cross. You got a cross on you. The Satan will cross you up. Pick at your arm, stand straight up in Arizona. I mean, vertical. Put your arms out like Arizona. That's your cross. That's your burden. Everybody got a burden. You carried his burden, you have to carry yours. He says, in me is the Father, and the Father is in you. But they say Father. It means in him is God. And then you are God. And he said, I'm leaving you, and I'm going to leave you my mother, and I will return. Well, he couldn't mention his physical mama, but he was talking about you women out there. Y'all got ability to give birth to another Jesus. There's no more prophets coming. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm talking about in his righteous nature. But Jesus' job is to go and cut down the fig tree. Why fig? Why is it an apple tree, a pear tree? Allah said, cut down the fig tree. The fig tree is seeds. You multiply. It's like the seed is planted in you. We carry the Y and the X. Goes on. Those are two seeds, male and female. It goes into you and it grows. Well, same way with knowledge. What the Jews kept it to themselves. We didn't come to kill the Jews. We didn't come to destroy Jerusalem. Cut, stop their propagation. And Allah removed them after his job was done. And then the Jew created Christianity. He wasn't wrong in what he was doing. Christianity was coming. But here come that Dabago Jew. He changed and made it all physical. The cross, the water, everything physical. Allah said, okay, that's it. Let me come to him. Muhammad, the prophet, the seal of the prophet. But he didn't come about until all of the Adam, Moses, Abraham, Jesus, they all had to come before you get the seal of the prophet. And that was Prophet Muhammad. There's no more, no less, brothers and sisters. So Allah had to bring the Quran out of us because in us is the Quran. Okay, Murad, I didn't know that. Because his wife said it. His wife, Aisha, said when they asked him the question, who is your husband, Aisha? And she said, he's a human walking Quran. So you human. Your nature is a Quran. Why we gravitated when we heard words. It's like a jinn. All the jinns are not Satan. Well, Allah said in the Quran, there's a group of jinns that heard a beautiful recital. No man nor jinn should ignore that recital. You can turn it around, but you got no jinn nor man should ignore that recital. So we got good jinns. Allah gave the jinn to us to help us. Satan, they don't like it. He's not trying to help you. He's trying to take you to hell. So he can prove that you should not have been given this gift to be the Khalifa over the earth. The jinn can't come up to your level. Nope. The only way he gets you is through your flesh. Your flesh is an animal. That's the flesh. And when you go that low, get out of your taqwa, and you be down there with animals crawling around and being all that you should not be. So stand up right. and stay on the straight path of the Sanatana's, the King, the straight path to God. And you'll make it. You make a mistake, commit a sin, beg Allah. If your heart is right, He's going to forgive you. If you're truthful, He's going to forgive you. That's who we are. So we salute the Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the Prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him and his sinners and his companion. I give you the greetings directly from the Holy Quran, and I'll put no emphasis on nothing else but Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm saying peace upon all of you who have listened. I was your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. And I return on Friday. I do a show, and we created that show because it was supposed to be a show. It was supposed to be a show, brothers and sisters, for Juma. That's what it's for. It's for Juma. But I'm saying it. I got 3 minutes. I'm saying that I didn't do Juma. I stopped doing Juma because one day I'll speak about it on this air. But Juma is not supposed to be given over the wires, over the air. I heard some people say, well, I'm doing it. Well, that's who they are. I hear and I obey. And anything that my leader chose that we should not do because it's sacred. It's not that it's something that's haram to do that I don't say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Because if you go ask them, brothers and sisters, all you got to do is ask a scholar and say, show me that in the Quran, that that was given to anybody other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they will tell you, no, it's not for nobody else. And in the Arabic writing, you will see that small e means singular. So I don't say it. And I know brothers that know it says it once in a while because we're so used to saying it. So that can't be haram. I've never said it. It didn't fit me, my leader. It didn't fit me. Something about Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Never heard it. But I saw it in the Quran. So I asked the question. Simple. I asked that question. And when I asked the question, it's not for us. So Assalamu alaikum is so beautiful and so outstanding, we don't have to say nothing else. Assalamu alaikum. And that's all I give. Now, brothers will say it back to me because a lot of them do. I don't say nothing to them. I'm not here to push anything on anybody. But I want to say this. I mentioned it to you, but I'm putting emphasis on that there's nothing. We don't celebrate the Prophet's birthday. We don't fast, no Shabbat. There was no such thing. You won't find that in the Holy Quran. And so what we do, we go overboard and think that we're pleasing God. But let me give you one thing, and I'll get it in real quick to the brother. And he says, tell me, sir, are you not breaking your fast? And the brother said, oh, Rasul. He said, oh, Rasuli, I want to be just like you. He said, you can't be like me. Allah feeds me. Break your fast. That's how I see life. I read the Quran. May God be with you. Be safe. Peace and love.